Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
For our study time for this first program of the new year, I would like to give an overview of the Bible. The Bible is the source of the Christian's faith. Those of us who believe in Jesus have come to believe in Him because the Bible has been taught to us and the Word has been preached to us. We have faith in Jesus because we have heard the Word and we believe the Bible. We believe it to be the Word of God. By sharing this message today, we'd like to share our faith with all of you who have turned into moments of inspiration. And we are the ones privileged, so privileged to speak for our Lord Jesus Christ. May it bring a blessing to you this day.
When I think of how He came so far from glory, came and dwelt among the lowly such as I, to suffer shame and such disgrace, on Mount Calvary take my place. Then I ask myself the question, who am I? Who am I that a king would lead and die for? Who am I that he would pray, not my will, thine, Lord? The answer I may never know, why He ever loved me so, that to an old rugged cross He'd go, for who am I? When I'm reminded of His words, I'll leave Thee never. Just be true, I'll give to You a life forever. I wonder what I could have done to deserve God's only Son, to fight my battles till they're won, for who am I? Who am I that a king would bleed and die for? Who am I that He would pray, not my will, Thine, Lord? The answer I may never know, why He ever loved me so, that to an old rugged cross He'd go, for who am I? That to an old rugged cross He'd go, for who?
The Apostle Paul wrote to remind Christians in the city of Rome where their faith originated. He told them, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ. Earlier in that same letter, the Apostle described the response that these believers had had to the preaching and teaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He wrote, but thanks be to God that though you used to be slaves to sin, you wholeheartedly obeyed the form of teaching to which you were entrusted. Christian faith was established by the teaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that is the purpose of the Bible. It contains many teachings. It has records of history dating back to the beginning of time. It also tells of future events that have not yet come to pass. But its primary purpose is not to be a history book or a book of prophecy. The Bible is God's word that reveals the truth about our sinful nature and how God has provided salvation in and through His Son, Jesus Christ. So while we share these thoughts about the Bible, remember that it is a message from God written to you and to me and to all men who walk the earth. Its message is a message of love and grace and hope. Scholars have researched the facts of the Bible. They have found through their findings in history that it reveals accurately the record of its time. The Bible's development and preservation throughout history is well documented. No other writings have been so criticized and questioned by so many throughout the ages. No other collection of material has been subject to as much persecution. Still, it remains in our modern world a book of great value. It blesses individuals who accept its teachings, and every society that adopts its truths for guidelines in conduct and judgment are enriched with peace, freedom, and equality for all. The Bible is a collection of writings. It is more of a library itself. Over a period of some 1,600 years of time, and somewhere around the neighborhood of 40 different authors, this collection of inspired writings has been assembled. The Bible makes its own claim as to its origin. It says all Scripture is God-breathed. The Apostle Paul writes, encouraging diligent study of its truths. And the Apostle Peter wrote this about the Scripture, and we have the word of the prophets made more sure, and you will do well to pay attention to it as to a light shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star arises in your hearts. Above all, you must understand that no prophecy of Scripture came about by the prophet's own interpretation. For prophecy never had its origin in the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. From the pen of the psalmist, we find great value being placed upon the Word. He loved it. He meditated upon it day and night. He found in it the resource for living in an upright manner before God and with other men. It became a light to his path and a lamp to his pathway. And all who hear the psalmist are directed to hear the word and let it have influence in their lives. The Bible begins with the work of God and his identity as the Creator. And as a result of God's work, mankind was fashioned and placed upon this earth to be God's glory. But mankind sinned and could no longer be representative of God's glory. And from that point on, the Bible unfolds the plan of God to restore fallen and sinful man to his former place. The Old Covenant and the choosing of the Jewish people in the Old Testament leads us to the message of the New Testament. Through the nation of Israel, God would work his plan of redemption. The New Testament records the true historical account of Jesus. He was born of the Virgin, and ministers of other miracles. He preached to the people about the coming kingdom of God, and then ultimately Jesus is crucified because of the envy among the Jewish religious leaders. But Jesus would not remain confined to a grave because God raised him up from the dead. He is risen to live forever. Jesus is the Lord of heaven and earth, and his message is one of forgiveness and grace. The Bible's message is to tell the lost world, condemned because of sin, that God has provided the redemption for lost sinners. The prophetic word says that Jesus is coming back to this earth and that he will judge the world in righteousness. Every person will confess Jesus as Lord, and he will pass judgment upon the lives of every person. For all shall give an account, it says, of themselves to God. The righteous will be invited into the presence of God. The ungodly will be cast away. The Apostle Paul penned it well when he said, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Why? John tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. The Bible has a wonderful and a beautiful message, and its message is for everyone. No race, no social barrier, no language, no culture hinders anyone from coming to him for the forgiveness of sins and the hope of eternal life. Everyone is invited. His blood was shed on Calvary for all sinners. Today, we share our message of hope from these sacred writings. The Bible gives Christians the authority to tell the world in every generation that God is patient and he wants all men everywhere to come to repentance. God wants everyone to live eternally with him. I hope that this brief overview of the Bible will stir your heart. I pray for those who may hear that need of saving grace of God today. May the doors of your heart be open to hear the truth of the Bible and respond in faith and obedience to the Word. We know there will be multiple blessings that will come to anyone who does, not only in this life, but to have eternal life that is to come.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light.